what you want out of
and
the
Pacers.
And he's
definitely the best defender we have on the team.
Corey Joseph.
Oladipo, in my opinion.
Yeah, Corey Joseph. No, he was a solid all-around player. He had a great year last year. And I think if you're in the Pacers front office, you're happy with Corey Joseph being your primary ball handler.
Exactly.
And one thing to add off, I want to add off that is that if you do start Tyreek Evans at the small forward stop spot, you have Bogey off the bench too, who's also a scorer, and he can play in the post if he needs to. But there's one thing I'm definitely looking that we are all overlooking is the development of Miles Turner over the summer.
Exactly. I've seen all the pictures, all the videos, and everything.
I mean, on social media, he did about a transformation photo from about when he started, about a 5-week period. He looked jacked.
Yeah, I mean,
DeMontis looks a lot bigger than last year too.
Well, that's the one thing that Miles Turner struggled with his entire career. I mean, he had great ball skills. He was good around the rim. He actually started to develop a perimeter shot, but the thing is that he just wasn't strong enough down low to play with centers around the NBA.
His post offense wasn't that good. He was obviously a great shot blocker and he can rebound, but then again, like every time. Like, let's say they run a pick and roll and they have Turner down the block. Let's say you have a 6-foot, like a 6'2" Kyrie Irving on him. Instead of back him down the post, he'll just try to shoot over Kyrie. And sure, those shots may go in. At the same time, you want to be able to bully him down low. And once you bully him down low, the double team comes. You have shooters like Tyreek Evans, Victor Oladipo that will be open, maybe one extra pass and get the better shot.
Okay, Miles Turner was never that weak where he couldn't bully a point guard.
I know, but there are many times where I've seen something I've noticed that like he'll try to shoot over them instead of trying to.
Well, it's because he knows he can make that.
I definitely agree with Chase. I agree with you as well, Matt. But we saw some opportunities where Miles Turner was more comfortable putting up a jumper
mid-ranges.
instead of using his strength and his size to get in the middle and get those easy.
Sometimes
buckets. He's a 7-footer. You know, he blocks shots because of his wingspan. He needs to use that his abilities on the offensive side. And one thing is that you can get stronger. You know, you can add more weight and get stronger as much as you want. But what it comes down to is your mentality. You have to have the aggressive mentality to be around the rim.
I definitely see him getting that.
That's right.
And sometimes
every year
and the Pacers
to
need
attack
it.
More
the Pacers
more.
Need it because they need for him to be aggressive. You know, Victor Oladipo can't be the aggressor the entire time, especially Tyreek Evans can't be the only aggressor there. As also Miles Turner has to be a force in the middle of the court on the not just the defensive side but the offense side as well for the Pacers to be a consistent, you know, Eastern Conference final, you know, team.
And sometimes too, like one thing I know is that like simply with the shots his. Sometimes whenever I watched him play, his shot selection was subpar and made him a liability on offense. And those are the games that I noticed that they've lost. So I think with Miles Turner becoming more of a post presence, him and Sabonis, because like here's the thing too. One thing we noticed about McMillan is that with about maybe in like 6 or 7 minutes in the quarter, he likes to take Thad Young out and put in Sabonis and run them at the four.
Yeah,
and
Miles
five.
And DeMontis
them, run them,
and
run
yeah,
them
it at, works too.
And run
yeah,
them
it really
four,
does.
Run them at the four and the five and have Turner be the outside center. And have Sabonis, who is a great post player. He has a great jump.
Sabonis is a fantastic post player.
He's a great jump hook.
He can bully in the paint.
He can.
He very much prefers to go to his left hand. I think that was clear. Hopefully he developed a right hand this offseason. But
I mean his right was not awful last season.
But you could tell that he wanted to go left. And I think teams started to pick up on that, especially late in the season, especially in the postseason.
Yeah, because like one thing I noticed too is like when they were playing Cleveland.
I'm mumble rap hater.
Yes.
Like I'm the biggest mumble rap hater on the planet.
I'm on that page with you.
And then Little Pump does this and I'm like, okay.
You're trying to leave the bubble. Come back.
I'm like,
no.
okay.
No, do not give it a chance. I don't know. Not good.
I don't know. I did give it a chance. There's Miss Stringham out there. She pointed at me. Hello, Miss Stringham. She's a geometry teacher, great teacher at Carmel High School. But all right, back to music. So I absolutely loved it. I've been playing it nonstop. I know I've said that, but it's like that good of a song to me.
I could not listen to that.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I listened to it a few
minutes
ago.
And it's like putting mumble rap and then Kanye together.
But Kanye can sing. I don't know why he was stooping to that level. Once again, I just don't like it.
Kanye did amazing on it. I really didn't think Kanye stooped down. Like, that's just Kanye.
Kanye sounded
good. Kanye will
good.
Do anything.
Yeah.
He's open-minded.
Well, he sounded good. It was just, like, once again, the repetitive style to a beat. That's it. There wasn't any, like, stuff behind it.
I mean, at least it wasn't Gucci Gang. Like, it actually had, like... I don't know. I know
Gucci
it was repetitive,
Gang.
But it was so catchy. And Kanye did have a decent verse that wasn't just repetitive.
I guess.
All right, obviously, I can tell you don't want to talk about Lil Pump anymore.
I don't know. So, it's not as good as, like, Eminem's new album, which we talked about all last time. I've still been listening to that on repeat.
Same.
But, like, they tell little stories all in them. Like, I know
Not sometimes little, they're not literally good. Literally every song is just like, who am I going to diss?
No, not necessarily.
Well, you know what I mean. A lot, well, like nice guy and good guy and normal, those tell stories. But like all the other ones are like, they're kind of just dissing people.
No, what's it? The Ringer? That's not dissing people completely.
Well, they had a couple disses in it.
Yeah.
I mean, every song had disses in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he ultimately tells a story about himself. And he actually, like, listen to it and read it. Because he bashes himself mainly. About Revival.
That's
and
just Eminem.
Yeah, I know. He's like old Eminem killing
what's
new
the
Eminem.
Is that the song where it was like, Revival didn't go viral?
Oh, no. Oh, wait, what song is that? I don't know what you're talking about.
That was so funny. Just because he was talking about Kendrick Lamar. He talked about Kendrick Lamar.
No, that's greatest. Oh yeah. He said he actually didn't bash them. No, yeah, he likes Kendrick.
And one person he didn't bash was Logic.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that.
Is also dropping a new album. Well, not even new
albums. Is this his last album, is what he said? Or was the last one his last album? No,
I don't think he's never came out and said, this is my last album.
Yes, he has. I'm 100% sure, because I was like, what? Who am I thinking of then? I swear it was Logic.
Logic drops an album like every year.
Yeah, I know. And
he definitely was like, I don't think he's ever said, this is my last album.
Oh, next time we take a break, I'm going to figure that out. But no.
But have you heard any of the pre-release songs that he dropped for Young Sinatra 4?
No, I haven't.
They're really... Do you know Logic at all?
Like, yeah, I do. I'm really bad at going on to the pre-drop. I listen when the whole album comes out.
I follow like 5 or 6 different rap accounts on Instagram, and they'll let you know like 2 days in advance because they just get the news really early. I listen to all of them, and Logic... Okay, Sinatra's like, Young Sinatra's his old rap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where he just goes hard and doesn't talk about politics or anything like that and doesn't try to display a message. He just raps.
Yeah.
And it sounds just like old Logic. I'm so pumped for this album.
I liked his, what was it? I don't know. Logic's normally a hit or miss, but the problem is...
I totally agree, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of his songs can end up sounding the same. If you listen to, like, the whole album at once...
I don't know. They all give different vibes, but one thing against Logic that I do have, I went to both of his concerts here.
Okay.
The one at White River and the one in Noblesville at Ruoff Mortgage Center.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the most annoying performer.
Really?
Like, his vocals are fine, but he's one of those people like, oh, you suck, I'll see y'all later. And then you have to go, Logic. And it's like, just come back. Like, the only time you should do that is for your encore.
That's fair.
Like, you go off stage, and to play your last song, they have to chant your name.
Right.
He did it about 3 or 4 times.
Oh.
And I'm like...
That is annoying. There are some people that, even if they have good music, they're just awful performers. And others that are just, like, average, that are awesome performers.
Honestly, the best porn comedy on Netflix.
Oh, I don't watch any of that.
Oh, really?
I was watching Before I Wake, which is a...
I don't know
it's
what that is.
Really... Okay, I loved it so much. I love horror movies, like, a ton. I just watched The Nun in theaters. That was really good. But no, my point with that was Before I Wake is a horror movie.
Uh-huh.
And it's about this kid, basically, when he falls asleep, his dreams come to life. But he dreams of this nightmare mainly, and the nightmare man eats people.
That's a little too much for me.
Oh my gosh, it's so good, though.
I watched the original It.
Oh, I've only seen parts of that.
I watched the original. I haven't seen the new one. It was a waste of time.
Really?
Because it was 3 hours. It's a three-hour horror movie.
I think we've talked about this before.
And then I sit down. I give it my full attention. Everyone else is asleep. Because they're like, dude, this movie, it sucks.
Yeah.
I'm going to bed. And I'm like, you know what? Like I did with the movie I was talking about 5 minutes ago.
Right.
I'm too far to turn back now.
I understand that.
It had a 2.5-hour buildup.
I give you props for watching the whole thing.
Exactly. A 2.5-hour buildup. That was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
For the worst ending I have ever seen in my life.
I really loved the new It.
I haven't seen the new It.
You need to watch it.
I feel like it's going to make me so happy because I don't have to go through that 2.5 hours for just a subpar ending. Like, I could have made that ending.
Yeah.
Like, I could have wrote that ending.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about it just in case someone actually just wants to go waste 3 hours.
Me, I want to waste 3 hours. I just haven't yet.
Yeah, but I will not be joining that 3-hour wasting session. It was, it was tough. It was tough. But I've been watching a lot of these stand-ups, mostly Tom Segura and Brett Kreischer. And they're so funny. It'll be like 11, you know? I'm on some giggles.
I'm just not a stand-up comedy person.
I love stand-up. I like funny podcasts and stand-ups. I'll, like, just turn that on whenever I'm bored.
Mm-hmm.
And that it keeps me amused.
There you go.
Like, if I get a couple giggles out of it, I'm like, all right, that was funny.
Is this conversation open to just movies, or are we talking Netflix shows, too?
I just take it where you want to go.
All right.
Where do you want to go?
Stranger Things, do you watch that? Once again, we're still in the horror genre for me. The new season comes out this October. Not that you care, but I'm really excited.
I had to watch Riverdale.
Ooh.
That was awful.
I watched season one of that, and then...
I watched five episodes, and kid you not, I've never had a worse headache.
I mean, my friend...